The following is a presentation of Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Before a celebration like this...
And the 2-0 pitch, he swings and hammers. Left field and deep. Open up the gates, we're going home.
There are key decisions made every day throughout the organization and on the diamond.
If you want a stand-up guy, you're looking at it. Hustle, heart, accountable, a leader in the clubhouse and on the field.
This is the show that gives you inside access to everything surrounding your favorite team. It's Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. Here's your host of Inside Twins, Corey Provis.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. We are live here in the Bronx, Yankee Stadium, the site for Game 3. As we wrap up this weekend series, one more time, the Twins and the Yankees on a beautiful Sunday here on the East Coast. We have sunshine, clear skies, warm temperatures, Twins and the Yankees in Game 3. You can reach us two ways, via email, insidetwins@twinsbaseball.com, or via Twitter, hashtag Inside Twins. I'm Corey Provis, and our guest on the program this week, always great to see the GM of the Minnesota Twins, Terry Ryan. How are you?
Ready to turn the page here, Corey. We need a win in a desperate way here. We got close with these guys, and of course they bring up those three guys out of that pen. I thought we had a triple out of Nunez in the ninth yesterday. I'll be darned if Gardner didn't run that ball down, but we found another way to botch up a game. We didn't make a play.
Yeah, did not make a play, and it was a tough go for Escobar. And especially here, Terry, this has been a house of horrors for the Twins and the Yankees, period, have been now for a long time. But it seems like this Yankee team, when you give them an inch, they will take a foot.
Yeah, that's true. And they're a 500 club right now, which is hard to believe, but they are. And if there's a time we should be able to get to them, it's this year. They haven't had everything go their way this year. Their bullpen strong, obviously, but not much has gone well for them either. They're a 500 club. We should be able to play with them.
Do you view this series and this matchup as you have to kind of have a lead after six innings because of that trio they have at the back end of games?
Well, they are tough. You know, every one of those guys can, in their own way, but Tatis has got that dominating breaking ball, and he can touch 100. Miller hasn't given up anything this year, and Chapman... Two nights ago, he's touching 102 on every pitch almost, it seems like. Yesterday, he wasn't quite as dominant velocity-wise. And then he started mixing in a slider, which is quite good in its own right. We better not have too many deficits going into the sixth with these guys, or we're going to be in trouble like we have been the last 2 days.
You know, you can go to the Escobar, you know, error there in the eighth inning. That was obviously a key play. But the fact that another short start did not help the team's cause.
Well, we only had three hits, too, Corey. Yeah. I mean, that's a bad combination when you get a starter just going to the fifth, and that's been a pattern for us. And then we only have three hits off of a guy that, you know, we should be able to do something. We did something with Pineda when he was in Minnesota, and he's got good stuff, there's no doubt, but his numbers are not all that great when you look at raw stats. We should be able to put up more hits than that, just two.
Yeah, he's been giving up a ton of hits all year. The Twins' offense was quiet yesterday, but getting back to Santana, what was his trouble yesterday?
Well, he couldn't put people away. You know, he didn't pitch ahead, he didn't put people away, and consequently they're fouling balls off quite often. And you look up, and he's about 70 pitches in about the third or fourth inning. That's not good. You know, it'd be nice to see a quick, easy inning. He did have one of those, but that's not enough. And he's a better pitcher than what you saw yesterday. I'd like to see him go out there once and throw a nine-inning game that gives us a dominant performance. He's capable, and five innings out of him, that's not what anybody's looking for. And we had a chance. I'll give him that. We had a chance when he left. Unfortunately, we need more depth and length out of him when he takes the mound.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, and get into today's starting pitcher for the Minnesota Twins. Tyler Duffy has been scuffling. We'll get Terry's thoughts on Tyler when we come back. More to come. Injury updates as well. Miguel Sano down to Rochester as we speak. So more to come with Terry Ryan next on Inside Twins and your home for Twins baseball.
Thank you.
On the field, baseball players want to be
safe.
Off the field, everyone should check with the Better Business Bureau at BBB.org before making purchasing decisions. The BBB has helped consumers like you find ethical, trustworthy businesses since 1912. Remember, it's better to be
safe
than sorry.
Hi, folks. Paul Molitor here for Continental Diamond. I've been a customer for years for one simple reason. They make you feel so comfortable. Then there's a selection of diamonds and fine jewelry that is second to none. The fantastic customer service and the great value. Okay, that's a grand slam of reasons why I encourage you to visit Continental Diamond when you're looking to make a jewelry purchase. The readers of Minnesota Bride have voted them best jeweler for 6 years running. That says it all. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park.
Burritos on a sub? Cold chicken and enchilada sauce topped with Monterey cheddar, Chipotle Southwest sauce, and crunchy Fritos corn chips. The Subway Fritos chicken enchilada melt won't be here long. Subway, fresh is what we do. Sandwiches prepared in front of you. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Get set to save at your local Kubota dealer. Take on your toughest jobs with field-proven hay tools. Kubota's disc mowers, disc mower conditioners, rakes, tedders, and balers are ready to meet the demands of your farm. Now you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and a customer instant rebate of $2,500 on select Kubota hay tools. Now through June 30th, 2016, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms.
Find a Kubota dealer near you at Kubota.com.
Running mates Joe Mauer and Eduardo Nunez need your help getting elected into the MLB All-Star Game. There's just one catch. Despite a red-hot start, Nunez isn't even on the ballot. There's only one thing to do. Write him in. Don't settle for the same old candidates. You deserve better. You deserve Mauer Nunez in 2016. Submit your votes at twinsbaseball.com/vote. This message brought to you by Mauer Nunez 2016.
I'm Eduardo Nunez.
And this is Joe Mauer, and I approve this message.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Back here at Inside Twins, Corey Probus alongside Terry Ryan. Twins and the Yankees coming up in about an hour. Final game of this series, this program until the bottom of the hour. Chris Atterbury standing by with today's pregame show coming up next here on the Treasure Island Baseball Network. Some injury news, Terry. Let's start with Trevor Plouffe. Good news in that he's able to play today.
Yeah, he's going to be over at first today. And, you know, he strained that groin about 3 days ago, and I watched him out there this morning, and he was doing all the agility drills and the things necessary to take the field, and hopefully he'll be a presence in the middle of that lineup.
And when he left the field with the injury on Thursday, did you think any chance he'd be able to play in this series alone?
When he left, Corey, I didn't, but the next day he felt pretty decent, which was encouraging, and hopefully it'll be the case here that he won't have any setbacks. Obviously, tomorrow's a day off. And I would like to think that he's going to get through this thing okay, and we can ultimately use the day off, and he should be good to go in earnest over at third and probably Tuesday.
Well, you're getting asked every day about Miguel Sano at Rochester now. He's played two games, and I know Mike Ratcliffe is among those down there watching. What are the reports saying so far?
Yeah, Rob Antony's there as well. Joel Leppa, we got a lot of people in Rochester right now, and he's shaking the rust off. He hasn't had hardly any plays at third, which is his M.O. I don't know. Every time we put him someplace, he never gets any defensive tries. But he's healthy, and today he's going to DH the nine-inning game. And then tomorrow he'll be in right field, everything being equal. So he's getting there. You know, it's going to be a little bit of a process here. He's got to get some at-bats and just get some of that hand-eye coordination going to the point where he's a force in a lineup.
You know, last week on the show when Sano's name came up, you mentioned he's going to play some third, play some first, possibly a DH. Right field didn't seem to be in the conversation then. Why is it now? What happened this week?
It was in the conversation. Okay. I just didn't bring it up. But, if you know, we're going to have some versatility here. We've got a stock load of people on the corners. We got Plouffe that can play there. We got Nunez that can play there. We got Sano that can play there. So we want to just have some of that versatility. You know, there's going to be a time when we're going to have to protect Kepler against a tough lefty, and that might be an opportunity to put Sano out there.
You mentioned the names that are at Rochester. Is that rare to have that many guys, those three names, you know, Leppel and Rob and Mike, all at one level watching one team at the same time?
Well, Mike's gone today. Okay. You know, he's been there before Rob got there and before Leppel got there, but we just have those two guys out there, and it's ironic that Sano and Trevor May will both be out there at the same time, which will give us an opportunity to take a look.
Has Trevor thrown in a game yet?
He's thrown today.
Okay. And the plan is to go an inning?
Yeah, an inning today. He'll be off tomorrow. And an inning on Tuesday, then off. And then an inning on Wednesday. I think that's the way it's planned. Without any setbacks, we ought to be able to get him back within a week.
One more on Sano. Do you see any way that he could join the team in Chicago on this trip, or is it more likely he'll be back possibly if he hits? If he hits and he joins the team when the guys are back home next week?
Well, the correct answer is he's going to dictate that. You know, he goes out there and he starts destroying the baseball, then, okay, he's going to give us some thoughts that we can bring him back. But right now he's still scuffling some with that bat. He's only had, you know, 5 plate appearances or so. And he's been out for about 3.5 weeks or a month close to it. So if he goes out and destroys some of that stuff, he'll give us some thought. We may bring him back a little quicker.
A guy who has been putting up great numbers down there in Rochester is Eddie Rosario. I mean, the more you read, the more you like.
He's doing about the same that you'd expect him. Now, we've got to get him in the strike zone because we've all seen what happens when he starts offering at those balls that are letter high. It doesn't work up here quite as well as it does down there, Corey. I don't want to take anything away from him. His numbers are impressive, but also he's still chasing. He's not walking much, and ultimately the stuff down there at AAA, he may get to. The stuff up here he does not get to, so we got to make sure that we don't get tricked. And just because he's putting up big numbers at AAA, those guys that are watching him, it's not much different right now than what we saw up here, and that has to change.
Is he playing just center, or is he bouncing around a little bit?
He's playing center for the most part down there. He's our best center fielder on that baseball team. He could play left, right, and center, and that wouldn't be a problem. If we wanted to bring him up here and put him in any of the corner, he could do that, but he also could play center. I know he's playing a solid center field down there. I keep reading that about every day the reports come in.
All right, we'll take a break, come back. More of Inside Twins next on your home for Twins baseball.
Friday night happy hour starts early in Target Field's Barrio. Gate 6 opens early during every Friday home game, so fans can enjoy exclusive drink deals from 4:30 to 5:30. Start your Friday night party in the Barrio at Target Field.
Stroke is the leading cause of adult disability and the third leading cause of death in the United States. Yet fewer than 1 in 5 adults can identify even one stroke symptom. That's why you need to act fast at the first sign of a stroke. Fast. FAST. It's an easy way to remember stroke's warning signs. F stands for face. Ask the person to smile. Does the face seem to droop on one side? A stands for arms. Ask the person to hold both arms out in front of the body. Does one arm seem weaker or unable to move? S stands for speech. Ask the person to speak or repeat a simple sentence. Does he or she have trouble speaking or understanding words? T stands for time. If the person shows even one of these signs, call 911 immediately. A stroke is a brain attack, and every moment is critical. Act fast at the first sign of stroke.
This message brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Health and the Minnesota Stroke Partnership.
Without baseball, summer just wouldn't sound right. For 25 years, the Twins Community Fund has been getting more kids in the game. Learn more at twinscommunityfund.org. The Minnesota Twins Community Fund is supported by Minnesota Twins Cornerstone Partners, Target, U.S. Bank, Treasure Island Resort and Casino, and Delta Airlines. We thank them for supporting youth baseball and softball throughout the Upper Midwest and for getting more kids in the game.
Inside Twins is brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. Corey Probus alongside Terry Ryan. Terry, we're just about, 4 or 5 weeks away from the trade deadline. First, why did the deadline move back one day this year?
Because it was, what was that? They had too many games on the 31st of July, and they didn't want to see players taken off the field during the trade deadline or right before it. It's a little embarrassing to have to go get a player off the field. I think there were like four games that were day games scheduled for the 31st, so we moved it back to the 1st.
Is that something that has to be bargained, negotiated, or is that a pretty easy call?
That's an easy call for, I think, both sides. I don't think the union wants their players taken off the diamond during a game, and I know I don't like to do that. I had to do that before. It's not a very good feeling. It's embarrassing.
Is this the time of year when conversations really start to ramp up?
Yeah, they've ramped up for us. Obviously, where we're at, there's a lot of attention to our club because we're in deep trouble.
And when you look at the club, and you've said this to me in the past about the trade deadline, that, you know, nobody's off limits. Does the same strategy apply this time around?
Yeah, I think that'd have to be the case with us. Obviously, there are players here that I would have less desire to do much with, but for the most part, we have to be open about anything that presents itself.
And the conversations that you've had so far, have they been focused on, I know you can't get into specifics too much, have they focused on one individual player, or is it, say, three or four names that are being tossed around simultaneously?
Yeah, I think all you have to do is look at our roster, Corey, and just take for granted that, you know, there are certain guys that the ball club here is going to be interested in talking about than others. But, you know, you got a young guy. Let's just take Sano, for instance. Mm-hmm. You know, there's going to be a lot of interest in a guy like him, but he's hurt right now. But I would say that if there's one guy that you don't want to mess around with our baseball team, it'd be Sano, because he's a middle-of-the-lineup guy that can play multiple positions. He's 22 or 3 years old, and he's got a high ceiling.
Yeah, so guys like that, you'd have to be just completely blown away.
And it's just like every club. Everybody has people like that. And everybody has people that are available. You know, we've got a few more available just because of where we're at.
And then the situation that you're in, that this whole team is in right now, you just go back, Terry, a year ago at this time, you were looking to add a few pieces here and only got, you know, Kevin Jepson there at the deadline. But just what has happened to this team and your job now day in, day out in a year is amazing.
Well, we are where we are for a reason, and yesterday was prime. We had a chance, and we didn't pick the ball up, and we haven't made pitches when we need them or plays when we need them or hits when we need them. And consequently, this has snowballed. I'd like to go back to where we were a year ago right now, Corey, because that was enjoyable. This isn't so much.
We had a chance to meet Alex Kirilloff on the last homestand. He's going to begin his career at Elizabethton. Is that rare for a player of his age to start there as opposed to, say, the GCL?
Well, we've had advanced high school picks in the draft start there. We did with Nick Gordon 3 years ago. We did certainly with Joe Maurer, and types of those players that look like they can handle the bat. You know, a lot of these guys could go up there and field. And it's like Buxton. We started him in the GCL because we were worried about his bat. And so we put him in the GCL, and he struggled down there with the bat. But guys like Maurer and certainly Kirilloff, we think that he can handle that because the offensive side of the game is more advanced than most.
And a guy like Kirilloff, all the different leagues and showcases he probably played in, adjusting to a wood bat full-time, will that be an issue?
I don't think so. I've not seen him, of course, because I've been certainly wrapped up in what's going on at the major league level. But our people have seen him with a wood bat in some of those showcases. And it's like Nick Gordon. This guy's been all over the country in those showcases and the perfect games and so forth with wood. And he's a strong kid. And the best part of his game is his bat, which mm-hmm. is a good thing. So we put him in Elizabeth and see how he does. I suspect he'll start playing here in the next day or two.
Will he play a certain outfield position or bounce around a bit?
I've been told he's his best position's first defensively. We don't want him at first base. We want him in one of the corners for sure, and he can play center field. He's a lot like Kepler, you know, although Kepler's best position's right field. But we're going to put Kirilloff in left or right, I suspect, and let him play out there more so than first base. We always put him over there.
Terry, going back to the big league roster today and the big league lineup today, no Byung-ho Park. He is not in the lineup today. His struggles continue. Is it a lot of check swings? And Danny and I were discussing on the air the last couple of days. Is he kind of like Sano was back in April, too many check swings? Is he fully committing to the pitch?
You know, Dan knows a lot more about those check swings, but those bother most people. Swinging through pitches like he is, and two nights ago when he swung at that ball over in the other batter's box on a 3-2 count, Corey, those are the things that bother me more than some, because, you know, when they present a walk to you, you'd like to see a hitter take it, and he's not. And he's swinging through pitches that it looks like he should hit. So I'm sure his confidence level right now is not good. And, you know, that's why we're giving him a break again today. But You know, he's in a funk.
The ups and downs that we've seen from him, and he was great in spring training. April wasn't bad either. Were some of these bumps, though, expected when you bring a player over to the big leagues for the first time?
Yes, they were. Unfortunately, we predicted, our scouts said, listen, this guy's not a finished product. You know, even though he's put up those numbers in Korea, now he's starting to be around the league enough where people know exactly what his tendencies are, and he's getting pounded inside. We all know that. The one thing that I wish he would do is take some of those pitches inside instead of swing at them. At least he'd get it favorable counts, because no matter if it's a strike or not, it seems like he's offering at it.
I will take a break, come back. Inside Twins brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. We're live in New York, and more of our Sunday program next on your home for Twins baseball.
Hi folks, Paul Molitor here for Continental Diamond. I've been a customer for years for one simple reason. They make you feel so comfortable. Then there's a selection of diamonds and fine jewelry that is second to none. The fantastic customer service and the great value. Okay, that's a grand slam of reasons why I encourage you to visit Continental Diamond when you're looking to make a jewelry purchase. The readers of Minnesota Bride have voted them best jeweler for 6 years running. That says it all. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park.
I had no idea the Franks here are so amazing.
It's all in the choice of condiments, my friend.
I'm listening.
Add a little Coop's Arizona Heat and any morsel of food takes on a whole new dimension. It starts with a savory sweetness and then finishes with a nice spicy kick at the end.
At the ballpark or at home, no one fields a better team of mustards than Coop's. That's Coop's with a K.
Mind if I dip my fries?
Head to your nearest Coborn's and pick up some Coop's mustard today.
This summer, the choice is yours. You can have fun, or you can have guaranteed fun at the Ford Certified Fun Summer Sales Event. Come in now for 1.9% APR financing for 66 months on select Ford Certified Pre-Owned vehicles. Each certified pre-owned Ford passes a rigorous 172-point inspection by factory-trained technicians and comes with a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 12-month, 12,000-mile limited warranty coverage. With a great selection of quality-built, quality-backed Ford-certified pre-owned vehicles, your Ford dealer practically guarantees you'll have fun this summer. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit finance. 1.9% APR for 66 months at $1,597 per month for $1,000 finance on select vehicles, regardless of down payment. Take delivery from dealer stock by 6/30/16. Residency restrictions may apply. See dealer for qualifications and details. The Certified Fun Summer Sales Event is on now for a limited time. Go online to northlandford.com, then head to your local Northland Ford dealer for a test drive today.
Fourth and one on your own five. Full count, two out. Bottom of the ninth. The front end of a one-on-one with 0.1 seconds left. There's a name for this sliver of hope. She's called Chance. And as every Minnesota lottery player knows, it's worth it to call her number. So let's send in the Hail Mary of, oh yeah! Because with or without her helmet, Chance is a beautiful thing.
Brought to you by the Minnesota Lottery. Players must be 18 or older.
Summertime means different things to different people. Whether a summer vacation or just another day at the office, Quick Trip has you covered. 24-ounce iced coffee drinks are only $1.49. When you wear a business suit going to a board meeting or a swimming suit going to the beach, Quick Trip has iced Kruba Gold beverages to suit your summer style. Lattes, mochas, macchiatos with vanilla, caramel, and hazelnut flavor options. Iced Kruba Gold, only $1.49 for a limited time. Dive into Quick Trip today.
You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. A few minutes left of our Sunday program. Corey Provis alongside Terry Ryan. Tyler Duffy today. Terry will make another start, 2-6. ERA is over 6. The last 7 in particular have been awfully tough for the second-year starter.
Yeah, we desperately need him to give us some depth in this game. I would hope that he'd respond. You know, he knows where he's at, and so does everybody else that have watched our club. It's been a struggle. He's pitched up. He's pitched behind. He's shown emotion. We got to get him settled down from somewhere the way he was last year. You know, he probably was arguably our best pitcher last year, and unfortunately it hadn't gone right this year.
Yeah, Duffy in September last year, he and Irvin Santana, those were the top two guys in the Twins rotation, but both have had their fair share of problems here so far in 2016. Is it as simple as to say that Duffy is pitching for his spot in the rotation today, or is it not that simple?
Well, I don't want to get too far out in front here, but obviously if he can't get the job done, I've got to find somebody that will. And everybody will be watching this start to see how far he goes and see how much strike ability he has. His breaking ball hadn't been right this year from the get-go, it doesn't seem.
Is it a fact that the curveball isn't always a true strike, that it's more of a chase pitch and opposing teams are laying off of it?
Well, it depends on your observer, I suppose. But there's nothing wrong with a get-me-over breaking ball when it's 0-0 in the count. You know, you don't have to throw one of those breaking balls that are out on the four spot and people chase. How about just throwing it for a strike? He's probably trying to make perfect pitches from the get-go.
Do you like the emotion he shows?
Not particularly when the ball's going over the fence. And, you know, you don't. That's not major league for me. I'd like to see him take it. All right, I gave up a home run. So what? The damage control is more important to me than showing the emotion of giving up a home run. People are going to give up home runs.
And some guys can kind of fuel themselves off that emotion, but maybe Duffy not there just yet.
Right now, he's not showing the correct emotion. Nobody's going to be satisfied giving up a bomb, but you know, there comes a time when you better settle in and, okay, let's get to the next guy and get to the next inning. It's pitch by pitch and inning by inning. We can't afford to let our emotions take over our approach when we're out on the mound.
Terry, always appreciate the time. Thank you.
All right, Corey.
That's Terry Ryan joining us here on the program. Stay tuned. More to come here on the Treasure Island Baseball Network. Today's pregame show with Chris Atterbury is minutes away, and then we'll have Game 3, the Twins and the Yankees coming up. Nathan Eovaldi for New York, and again, Tyler Duffy opposing for the Twins. We thank you for tuning in today. It's a gorgeous day in the Bronx. Sunshine, blue skies, and warm temperatures. Baseball on the radio coming up on this Sunday in late June. Stay tuned. Chris's pregame show is next on your home for Minnesota Twins baseball.
You've been listening to Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field.
This has been a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.